Indigo Girls, we are so excited to present to you this really cool interview that focuses on Glitter and Doom, which is a musical romance that the Indigo Girls music is the soundtrack for. I also want to tell you that the Indigo Girls documentary, It's Only Life After All, is available on demand right now. You can stream it today, Prime Video, Apple TV, and that goes for Glitter and Doom as well. So we're going to hear from the Indigo Girls with Glitter and Doom director Tom Gustafson right now on the Village Folk Show.
Hear interviews with nationally touring artists on the Village Folk Show, Sirius XM.
Mary Sue Tui with you on Sirius XM. And while the Indigo Girls song Closer to Fine was featured in the smash hit film Barbie last year, the film Glitter and Doom started screenings all over the place at LGBTQ festivals and making quite a splash as well. So seeing the film Glitter and Doom, I'm on board. Tell me. How did this get started? It was a love story. It is a love story, but it's somebody in this room's love story.
First, it's great to be here. Yes, so the story really is inspired by me and my partner, who've been together for 25 years. He gave this script to me as a gift for our 20th anniversary, loosely inspired by us meeting in Chicago many, many years ago. And then, you know, we knew we wanted to make it a musical. So we, you know, started thinking about who really impacted our lives and were the soundtrack of our romance and the soundtrack of our lives. And we reached out to two of our heroes, Indigo Girls.
We're in the studios with our film director and, of course, the Indigo Girls themselves, Emily Saliers and Amy Ray. Welcome to Sirius XM. So great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
There's a love story that has now made it to film. Then there's this catalog of fabulous Indigo Girls songs that have made it into the score of this film, Glitter and Doom. It's one thing to give a screenplay as a wedding anniversary gift. It's another to make it into an actual reality. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's always a challenge to make any independent film, you know, but once we got the kind of go ahead from Indigo Girls to look into their songs in the catalog, you know, Corey really spent months working with our music producer, Michelle Chamuel, to start coming up with how these songs could fit into the story, as well as how the mashups, medleys, bits and pieces could work together to forward the story. And then, yeah, once we kind of had that in place, you know, we started kind of a worldwide search for our Glitter and Doom. And we found these two amazing guys, one out of Philippines, Alex Diaz, and then Alan Camish, who plays Doom, is from the UK. And then they had to start learning all this amazing, incredible music.
Emily and Amy, when you started hearing some of these songs like Reimagine It, Michelle, she is like your secret sauce here.
It just so such creative treatments. I mean, even some of the melodies were slightly altered in such a great way. And the mashups, the way she put different songs together, just, we were really kind of mind blown by it because, you know, you produce your music in your own way. You can't really imagine how much different it can be in the mind and hands of a different creator. And she just did a tremendous job, just absolutely amazing. And then Amy wrote a song that ended up over the end credits of the movie. And we recorded that in Nashville at our friend's studio, Moxie Studio, a Jordan Hamlin studio. And Michelle was there in person. She actually even sang on the track. We insisted that she did. And she, you know, orchestrated the whole session and was wonderful to work with. So it was just, we couldn't have expected how much we truly loved the way she treated the songs and then to get to work with her and record the ending song.
Okay, so question on the casting. Did you have a choice to where you would be in the film?
No.
No, they told you, eh?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, we don't know. I don't know anything about acting or, you know. So we really entrusted them with that, too. I guess the cameo idea was terrifying for me, but I wanted to go down to Mexico and Mexico City and see the whole vibe. And I wanted, because I felt like that would even be more of a way of seeing how the music was getting done and just the film, and just feel more, just understand the project even more, because I wanted to just understand every aspect of it. And it was a great opportunity. And, you know, getting to do the cameo was, it was a terrifying experience, but it was good for me to be there. Just, I really loved that day of like immersion into the fantastical world of filming something, because I love movies and I don't get to see a lot of like behind the scenes operations like this. So for me, it was super fun. And Emily couldn't go, unfortunately, to that trip.
So they just used a green screen with me, and I pretended I was somewhere I wasn't. I had a blast.